Hello?
Yeah, I'm looking for Mrs.
Yeah, this is her.
Ma'am, this is Licky Proboone. I'm Walter's boss over at Construction.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing?
I'm all right.
All right, we have a few concerns with the deck we recently put on for you.
Well, like what?
Can you see the deck from where you are now?
Yes.
All right, does it look all right?
Yeah, it looks fine.
Is it smoking?
Why would it be smoking?
It's a long story. Have you noticed any sort of giant jockle bugs?
Any what bugs?
Jockle bugs?
No.
They would make a screaming sound from inside the wood?
No.
You haven't?
Mm-mm.
Hmm.
Why are you saying hmm?
We had a batch of Jumanji wood through here.
What is a Jumanji wood?
Jumanji wood.
What is that?
Well...
The wood you put down?
Yeah, the wood that's down now.
Okay, and?
Is that a baby?
Yes.
Don't let the baby go on the deck.
Why?
Because you're going to have all that removed.
Wait a minute. I have a party Sunday for her first birthday. You're telling me now I got to rip the deck up?
And the only problem is none of my guys will do it. They're afraid to touch the stuff.
Okay, wait a minute. First of all, your guys were the ones that put this deck up. Your guys should have spotted Jumanji wood or whatever kind of wood you think we're supposed to have on this deck.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they better get out here and remove this wood and get my deck up by Sunday because I have a birthday party with plenty of people coming over here.
Well,
this is ridiculous. I cannot understand. How can you run a business like that and not have the right kind of wood down on the deck? And then you're going to tell me you can't send anybody over here to fix it?
Well, we can check to see if it's a load of Jumanji right now.
You have no choice but to check.
Yeah. Could you put the phone down and go out there? And what I want you to do is get down by the deck and yell into the wood and see if there's an echo.
This is ridiculous. Yeah, hold on.
All right.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
I guess there was an echo. I don't know.
You heard your voice come back?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
What do you mean, oh, boy?
You got some trouble there.
No, you've got some trouble.
No. I don't have the deck. You do.
No, but you put this deck on, so you have some trouble.
Yeah, but that wood is going to start to self-combust inside of 72 hours.
You mean my deck is about to blow up?
No, it won't blow up. It'll smolder first. That's why I first topped by to see if there was any smoke.
So what are you planning on doing about this?
Well, I can't do anything. Nobody will touch it.
You're going to have somebody come out here and fix my deck.
Well, I can't fix it, ma'am.
What do you mean you can't?
It's got to come out of there, and I can't get nobody to do it.
But we paid you to put a deck up, and you put it up completely wrong with some wood that's about to smoke and combust, and now you're telling me you can't send somebody out here to fix it?
Well,
you don't lost your f***ing mind. You got all damn money, and you telling me you're not going to fix our f***ing deck?
Well, you still owe a balance of $2,200.
I owe you
No, yes, you do.
I don't owe you a damn thing till you come out here and do the work that we just paid you to do.
Well, you owe for the rest of the lumber and the labor. That's $5,500.
What rest of what f***ing lumber? You didn't put the wrong damn lumber on the f***ing deck.
Well,
and you're telling me I got to pay you for new lumber that should have been there in the first f***ing place?
No, you will pay for the Jumanji lumber.
I ain't paying for shit. You're talking about that damn thing supposed to smoke and combust, and now you want me to pay for it?
Hell, we had to buy it, so you got to pay us.
You better get over here and rip this f***ing deck up.
Well,
I'm not paying you for a f***ing thing.
Could I swing by and pick up the check?
You can swing by and kiss my ass. I'm not giving you no money.
But you have to pay us.
I'm not paying you for shit.
No, you signed the contract, ma'am.
I signed a contract for you to come here and give me a deck. I did not sign a contract for you to talk about my deck's about to explode. Have you lost your mind? What kind of business do you do?
I didn't even have to notify you, ma'am.
Yes, you did, because I would have damn sure sued you.
Well, how would you have known?
As soon as my deck had started smoking, trust me when I say I would have figured out that something was wrong, and I would have contacted you. What do you mean, how would I have known?
Well,
that's not common for a deck to start smoking.
No, it's not common. But there's an outside chance you can reverse the effect of the Jumanji wood.
That's not up to me. That's up to you to come out here and reverse the effect. I'm not going out there with nothing.
Do you have a blender? Sometimes the vibrations of a blender, if you let it run for about a day and a half, will kick out the jockle bug.
Huh. They're talking about the deck supposed to explode, and now they want me to run a blender on the f***ing deck, something that's supposed to reverse the effect or kill the something or another damn bug. He's lost his mind.
I'll come to kill him.
I can't run a blender for a day and a half. I have neighbors.
Who's that you're talking to?
My mother. Now, you don't want her to get on the phone.
Let me talk to her.
You do not want, I'm telling you, you don't want my mother on the phone.
Let me talk to her.
Here, Ma, this fool don't want to speak to you.
No, I'm not speaking to any mother.
No.
She won't talk.
She says she is not having a heart attack over bullshit.
If you could just try the blender, I will know inside of 15 seconds by the sound if it's going to work. Otherwise, we'll come up with some sort of solution.
Can you hear this? Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear the blender?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. There's some noise.
It's the blender.
What?
The blender.
I'm sorry, I can't hear what you're saying.
It was the blender. You told me to run a blender.
Did you turn the blender on?
That was the noise you were hearing, fool.
Could you do it again? I thought it was some telephone noise.
Oh, my gosh. Hold on. Can you hear it?
Yeah, you got trouble.
Now that we've established I got trouble, what are you going to do?
I'm going to come over and get my check.
Wait a minute. You're not coming over here to get any money. I'm going to let you know that now. If you come over here, I'm going to kick your ass.
Oh.
If you do not fix this, I'm going to kick your ass so hard, I'm going to kick you into tomorrow.
Well.
I'm tired of playing these games. I'm going to take you to Attorney General. I'm not messing around with you. You got a day to get over here, rip my deck apart, and put my deck up by Sunday. I'm not playing anymore.
So you going to give me cash?
This motherfucker done lost his money. Still asking for money, Ma? Look.
All right, listen. You know your neighbor, Jeffrey?
Yeah.
Jeffrey set you up. You're on the radio station, WPLJ.